The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Well, the FDA is not the only dragon we need to slay today, Jonathan. Welcome back, my friend. There's so much going on the Ebola front. I almost don't know where to begin.
Well, misinformation is the order of the day, and I don't mean what the government is describing as misinformation from the public. It's quite the other way around. We've got Tom Frieden, who is speaking out of both sides of his mouth so many times that it's impossible to say who he is. Is he Tom Frieden number one? Is he Tom Frieden number two? He keeps changing, and that is creating chaos as people look for the truth. People want to know the straight answer on Ebola. And the straight answer I think we're going to get from our first guest, Dr. Charles B. Simone, who's an immunologist and oncologist, and he's in fact one of the world's most renowned, and he's quite expert on all matters of infectious disease, so he'll be a really important person to listen to.
Yeah, Randy, you let us know when Dr. Simone is ready, and we'll bring him into the mix. But here we have Jonathan E. Ward each week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, author of The Rise of Tyranny and many other books linked up in the notes as well. And from a legalistic perspective, we're going to talk with Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty about the government's attempts at suppressing all information about options in freedom that you or I might be able to decide is better than whatever the government's selling us.
Well, that's right. You can't have in a situation like this a uniform government-mandated top-down solution. You've got to allow for innovation. You have to allow for experimentation because this is a rapid killer and there's no other option. Yet the government appears to once again want to try to monopolize everything and dictate who gets to communicate treatment information and who does not. And the effect of that is going to be counted in lives lost. We've got a real problem in this Ebola epidemic situation in Africa, and we're being misinformed. It is not the case that you're safe when you sit next to someone on an airplane and travel with them and they have Ebola. It is not the case that if you're in a hospital waiting room and someone comes in with Ebola unbeknownst to them or knowing that they do have it and is coming for treatment, that the rest of the people in that hospital waiting room are safe. It's not the case that people who treat these people, unless they're in these specialized containment centers, which there are approximately, some five of those in the United States, they're incapable of handling large numbers. We are ill-equipped to handle this. We have not quarantined the nations where Ebola is running rampant, and we're still allowing those planes to come into the United States with people on board who may, for all we know, have symptoms. And, you know, they just started last week to test people when they arrive here, not in Guinea and Liberia and Sierra Leone. There aren't Americans there testing them before they attempt to get on the plane to verify that in fact they are infection free. They're waiting till they get here. So, for example, at Dulles Airport here in Washington, you've got the testing, but it's inadequate. It's inadequate. All they're doing is taking the thermometer check and looking for outward symptoms, but as Dr. Simone and many others have said, you can go for, 2 days, 3 days, or more and not be symptomatic and yet still have the virus, be capable of spreading it.
With all of the mistakes, either purposeful or just based in incompetence that the government has made thus far on this so-called outbreak, how are we to rely upon them about the solutions that they claim to be working on in terms of experimental drugs and vaccines while suppressing any information or potential to use via the freedom we would have as human beings to say, no, I'd like to choose this herb, I'd like to choose this supplement, I'd like to use this form of silver, for instance, and I'd like to be able to communicate it without suppression of my freedom of speech. I mean, that's another big aspect of this. They've gotten one aspect of it so wrong. Are we to rely on them to get the cure right?
Well, it would be one thing to go after people who are overtly communicating fraud, and I don't think anyone has any objection to that. But it's quite another thing to have an absolute prior restraint, categorically banning any information about a potential treatment for an incurable and rapid killer like this, as opposed to allowing that information to get into the marketplace and allow people a choice. But the government wants to do it the old-fashioned prior restraint way, which is antithetical to our core values of the First Amendment, and they want to be able to limit the information reaching consumers to only that which has been approved by FDA, and you know how long that takes. I mean,
yes.
FDA is notoriously slow when it's fast, when it thinks it's fast. And this is not going to work anyway, because politics comes into play. Somebody's going to get a benefit of being able to say, hey, I've got a vaccine, even if it's largely ineffectual. We know vaccines that are ineffectual are out there in the marketplace. We know that vaccines with significant side effects have been allowed into the market. So the FDA is broken. It can't work. It's not going to be up to the task of dealing with this problem. And the CDC has already proven itself not up to the task, with Tom Frieden making serious mistakes in communicating misinformation to the American public. Whether that's politically driven or not, I can't tell you for sure, but it sure does look like it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, while we're waiting for Dr. Charles Simone, we're talking, of course, with Jonathan Ebord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, and a good friend of myself and the program and all that we stand for health, freedom, and healing liberty. And information unapproved by any government agency anywhere, just like we like it, because if it were approved, we'd probably be telling you the wrong thing. That's just the track record.
You know, Robert, one thing they're not telling us about, and this is an important point, there are at least four strains of Ebola that have caused outbreaks in human populations. And these strains, it appears to be the case that this virus rather readily mutates. And so when you're talking about a vaccination, even if it was effective, it would not necessarily be effective against every strain. So the ultimate solution to this problem is going to lie in containment, and that means in making these nations where Ebola is present be quarantined, and wherever there's an outbreak here in the United States, to strictly make that region quarantined and prevent the transmission. And already we see that the nation is ill-equipped to handle this. Hospitals don't know if you've got the flu or Ebola when you come into the hospital. They just have no idea. Nurses, doctors are absolutely, you know, terror-stricken that they're going to see someone come in the door because there's nothing being done to stop people from coming in. I mean, when you take a look at, as I say, here at Dulles, they've got flights coming in from Guinea and Liberia and Sierra Leone. And what they're doing, and they only started to do this last week, is taking their temperature, looking for outward symptoms, no blood testing, no quarantining of these people until a period of time has passed during which they can ascertain for sure whether or not they have the disease through testing. It's nothing like that at all. They're just, if they're overtly symptomatic, basically spewing and having a raging fever, then they're not allowed into the country. Otherwise, go right in. You know,
we've seen the issue of passenger vomiting and dying on a plane, evidently, recently, and then the CDC immediately declared that there was no evidence of Ebola. I didn't know how fast they could determine that. There's so much, again, as you said, misinformation. It's confusing. And I think the government thrives on that level of confusion because they assume that we're going to get it right when they're the ones getting it wrong. And I guess our message here is that we cannot rely on them, and so we must do better. We think there's a role for the government in this, but certainly at the ineptitude they're showing, it shows that they're doing more harm than good for the most part.
Well, Dr. Simone's going to be able to tell us the kinds of things that we can do, such as, you know, chlorine washes and so forth, that can minimize the risk of transmission of Ebola. But, you know, the virus can survive for up to 3 weeks on a dry surface. So you've got someone who's sick on an airplane, and they're coughing and spewing, and it's going all over dry surfaces. Well, that thing can survive in that airplane for up to 3 weeks. So if there was someone who was ill on an airplane, you've got to just basically take that airplane out of commission, and I don't know when you could allow someone back on that plane safely. And whenever these people are in any public venue or any location, I mean, can you imagine somebody with this disease who's a food handler, who's preparing food or processing food? Let's say they work in a factory where there's food being prepared or processed, and they come into contact with it. You realize how many people could become infected from something like that? I mean, and I'm talking about agricultural workers who are picking, you know, various kinds of plants, fruit, for processing, or individuals who are anywhere in touch with that. And then when it comes to South America, I mean, my goodness, of all places where this thing could spread like wildfire, South America, Mexico, it could really spread because they don't have the infrastructure.
We have it, but the ineptitude is making it worse than those areas where they at least know they have no containment there. Here we should, we theoretically could, and nothing like that is happening.
Look at this, Robert. We have such inadequate border control. If an outbreak happens in Mexico or some other South American country, you know that the sick people are going to want to come here because we've got the facilities they don't, and the well people are going to want to get out of town and come to the United States. So this thing could just really become an absolute disaster with sick people and infected people coming across that southern border, and we have nothing to stop it at this point.
Right, Randy. Do we have Dr. Simone? I know we're awaiting him. Has he been able to call in yet? No answer at Dr. Simone's place. Oh, I appreciate that. All right. Well, we'll try and reach out for him for the next segment. Jonathan Emord here, the Sacred Fire of Liberty, each week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, asking the questions that are rarely asked anywhere else in the broadcast media. And Jonathan, from the governmental perspective, you know, the nervousness I have about it is, you know, even if they were to do the right thing, how much abuse have we seen in evidence of a corruption that once they grab power to quarantine, that they'll end up utilizing it for other things that would not be beneficial?
Well, unfortunately, any example of government operating in a pristine, fair, just manner with power just doesn't exist. No matter what the power is, you give it to people who have political interests, and they will one way or another manipulate that power to benefit themselves. And that's just the nature of government. The Founding Fathers well understood that would happen.
Vigilance is so very necessary on our part as well as we go through this. Jonathan Emord is here. We hope to be joined by Dr. Charles Simone. Emord.com is the link to Jonathan and his articles at News with Views.
Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, we're back. Ebola misinformation is on tap right now. We're going to correct it. And Jonathan Emord, please introduce our guest.
Well, our guest is Dr. Charles B. Simone. He's one of the world's leading oncologists and immunologists. And if anybody knows the answer to this problem, it's going to be him. And if anybody knows what the true information is, it's going to be him. Dr. Simone, has the government been giving us misinformation about the Ebola virus?
The government has not been honest to us. Ebola spreads by aerosol transmission. And importantly, Ebola spreads in infected people who have no symptoms and are unaware that they're infected at the time of travel or contacting other people. So these people don't need to have a fever. They don't need to have diarrhea. They don't need to have any other symptoms to spread the disease, which they do so by droplets, which are from their coughs, sneezes, and speaking to propel up to 3 feet and deposit it on susceptible host eyes or mucous membranes. So that's the information we need to know. Anyone who's in contact with other people with Ebola are potentially at risk of delivering the Ebola virus to us. So what can we do to help ourselves? Mm-hmm. We have a nine-point plan in our book, How to Save Yourself from a Terrorist Attack. One, wash your hands frequently and your face also with soap. Two, use diluted bleach to decontaminate the skin and inanimate objects. Three, keep the sinus ports of your head and neck area open with steam. Four, use hydrogen peroxide right out of the bottle, gargle twice a day, and that'll help you a great deal. Five, zinc. Very important information. I'm surprised no government officials talked about this, involving hundreds of thousands of people from age 2 to 3 months old to 90-year-old people. If you take 50 milligrams per week, you can decrease the risk of having a viral infection. Number six, use N-acetylcysteine, 600 milligrams a day. Number seven, vitamin C, very easy, 2,000 to 4,000 milligrams a day. Number eight, quercetin, also very important, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N. Of course, it's in 500 milligrams twice a day. And number nine, very important, if you're flying, you tell the pilot you want the outside air into the cabin. This, however, increases the use of fuel and therefore is not frequently done because of the cost. But insist on outside air coming in to the cabin and turn off the vent above your head to prevent the circulation of air coming right to your oral pharynx. Those 9 points will keep the risk way down and help you and your family members all the time with any virus, but especially the Ebola virus.
Dr. Simone, why did Tom Frieden tell us that the director of the CDC, that it would be perfectly safe to sit next to someone on an airplane with the Ebola virus?
Well, I'd like to know if he would do that. It's simply not. The Ebola spreads by droplet formation, which I mentioned, without symptoms from a person. And this, if you're speaking to that person and that person sneezes or speaks to you with a cough or anything like that, you will get infected with those viruses. It is not safe.
And yeah. What about the government's taking the step of putting some of the airports where there are international flights coming in from Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, they're having people come here and then be held for a short period of time when they take their temperature and look for outward symptoms. Is that adequate?
No, because, again, contrary to what you heard in the media by Dr. Frieden and others, you don't need to have a temperature to have the infection in your body and hence spread the infection. Symptomless patients are more common than people with symptoms. When you have symptoms, the virus is near the end of the rope. You know, you're really having a problem with the virus. And yes, I agree that we should maintain we should maintain that the airports in those countries that are Ebola infected, we should really screen them right then and there and not let them on the plane or not let the planes into our country. We need to protect our people. That's the only way to do it, quarantine.
Do you think the government's too late on this and that we're going to see more instances of Ebola here in the United States?
Well, there's 5,000 reported deaths already. It's projected to be 1 million in a very short period of time. The answer is yes. We will see more patients in this country, particularly in the airport areas where people fly in and see other people. Yes, we will see more and more cases as time goes on.
Dr. Simone, if I may, the only allopathic thing that you mentioned as an allopathic medical doctor was seemingly chlorine. I find that fascinating because you've gone supplemental on most everything, and the FDA is not really a supporter of promoting anything that is not a drug.
Well, that's too bad because, you know, when I did watch the interviews, and they had a person from the FDA there, as well as the infectious disease director, as well as the CDC director, and they, none of them talked about something as, well, zinc. Zinc,
yeah,
has been shown in hundreds of thousands of people, two to three months old to 90-year-old people.
I've got the links up. We're out of time. I appreciate you being with us. Jonathan Eamon Ward and I will continue with Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Breakfast. breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving three-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott. He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
And to know about how to do it, and Jonathan E. Ward, my good friend, co-hosts this hour of the Sacred Fire of Liberty each week here to kick off the week in healthy, healing style and empowering style, Jonathan. Now, it was great to have Dr. Simone on. Again, from an allopathic perspective, it was just stunning how holistic he was in promoting the ideals for prevention and reversal.
Well, he's an honest man, and he's interested in finding a way to help people protect themselves. This is going to be a huge ordeal in no small measure because the Obama administration dropped the ball fundamentally. They have allowed this country to be at risk for months without any real effort. They should have quarantined Guinea and Liberia and Sierra Leone, and they should have had testing on that side. You heard from Simone, they should be testing on that side and verifying that people are not infected before they let them on the planes. But they're letting them on the planes, they're letting anyone get on the plane that those countries allow. And they're coming over here and they're having inadequate testing just for outward symptomology. And as you heard from him, people yeah. can be free of outward symptoms and yet still have the virus and be contagious. So they're missing the boat. They're misinforming the American people, and we need an answer. Fortunately, we have with us one of the people who is really a great defender of individual liberty and someone who's going to be very interesting on these points. Guest of mine for many a radio show. It's Norm Singleton. He is the former legislative director for Congressman Ron Paul. He's now the vice president for policy at the Campaign for Liberty here in Washington, and I'm sure he's got his finger on the pulse of what's going on out there with this crisis. Norm, welcome.
Thank you, Jonathan. Nice to be here, and great to be back on the radio with you.
Well, Norm, let me ask you, what do you think the administration is doing right, if anything, with this whole Ebola outbreak problem?
Let's see. I think that the only thing that they're doing that I've seen that they seem to be doing right from any branch of the administration is two things. One is acknowledging that they screwed up. But on the other hand, since the C in CDC is contagious, they're supposed to be prepared for this so that we don't have healthcare workers improperly removing their hazmat suits, or we don't have hazmat suits that for nurses that leave large parts of their skin exposed to contamination. So it makes you wonder, well, we know we've seen a lot of reports on some of the silly studies that CDC and NIH are doing. But that's the one thing is it's good to see somebody in government step up and tell the public, we didn't do this right. We're looking at our procedures. We're going to change them to make sure this doesn't happen again, as opposed to saying, mistakes were made or we couldn't help it or something like that. The second thing that I think is positive is the fact that very early on, when the first few Americans returned to the United States for treatment because they had developed Ebola, the FDA relaxed some of their procedures for approval in order to rush experimental treatments to them. And that's a good sign, and hopefully that's a precedent that will be used to further allow people, terminally ill people or people with diseases with a high percentage of being terminal and no known existing cure on the market, to be able to try some experimental drugs that are in the pipeline but just haven't gone through and have shown promise but just haven't gone through the FDA's rather complex and costly approval process.
At the start of this thing, Tom Frieden said, hey, look, you don't have to worry about this unless you deal with someone's vomit or, you're directly dealing with tissue. And that if you just sit next to someone on an airplane or if you don't touch them or interact with them, you're perfectly okay. And, of course, that was not true. And then he made a statement that seemed rather incoherent where he seemed to suggest that if someone did have the disease, they shouldn't be on an airplane because they could infect other people, after just saying that if someone was on an airplane and had the disease, that they would not pose a threat to people on board unless they actually interacted with them. Now we know from Dr. Simone that they can be on if they're on an airplane, they are contagious, they are dangerous to other people, that they can sneeze, cough, even talk and transmit in an aerosol way droplets of the virus onto your skin, onto your face and your nose, your eyes, and make someone else become infected.
That is one thing that is really underplayed, I think, in the administration statements and in the media about it. And I understand why, but it's important to remember that bodily fluids do include the mucus and saliva that's expelled when we sneeze and when we cough. And therefore, you know, if you're on a plane with someone and they sneeze, cough, and just accidentally some of it lands on your skin, you've now been exposed to Ebola. If on the way out you brush past another passenger, you accidentally touch when you're trying to eat your bags, you accidentally grab or touch somebody else's bag. That person, when he gets, he or she gets their bags, they're now going to be exposed to Ebola. And then as they go out through the airport, I mean, it's a difficult disease to get, but it's not, because you do have to come into direct contact. But if you're in a situation where you're in a closed quarters like an airplane with someone with Ebola who's showing the symptoms, which means coughing, sneezing, et cetera, you're a good chance of that's a dangerous situation. And
I think they may have even quarantined a cruise ship at this point with someone that may have that situation on it. But I want to go back to the legislative issue, because you work with Congressman Ron Paul, and Jonathan Emord has written some things to assist in putting things like the Compassionate Freedom of Choice Act some years ago. And I don't know if there's another congressman that's willing to put that forward. Maybe you'll have information on that. But also to expand it to not only drug and vaccine therapy, but supplemental therapies like Dr. Simone had mentioned, different things that talk about natural substances that are not drugs to be able to be used compassionately in prevention or reversal.
Well, as Jonathan knows, this is an issue that Congressman Paul has been out front on for years, and I handled it. In fact, that's how how I first met Jonathan, was working on these health freedom issues. That the idea that you should have freedom to choose not just experimental treatments, but also look into and discover and find out what natural supplements, alternative treatments, you know, even what type of nutritional and vitamin regimes might help boost your immune system to make you stronger. And I'm a big fan of I take vitamin D and multivitamins, spots of vitamin C every day, especially at this time of year, because Ebola or not, this is still cold and flu season.
Sure.
One of the things that Dr. Paul has and I have talked about in the past that I think is very is that there ought to be more cross over work between the establishment medical community and the alternative medicine community, because there might be ways that they can develop treatment regimes using some of both or all of both.
Sure.
That could be more effective than just using one or the other.
Sure.
And of course also with prevention. I'm not sure how this applies to Ebola, but obviously, you know, if you are eating properly, taking vitamins,
but Norm, there still seems to be an inherent hostility by the government regulatory agencies, and Jonathan, you know this from taking them on all these years as well, as opposed to an openness and saying, we're in crisis, let's be open to all of these things and allow for the freedom of the marketplace to determine things that are viable outside of the restrictive framework in government.
Yeah, one of the problems with this thing is that this is the situation in which risk-taking is necessary on the part of innovators and others to find a solution or something that can either prevent or aid in the treatment of this disease, because nothing is out there capable of doing that right now. And one thing you can count on the FDA for sure is that the FDA will not take risks. They will not allow themselves to be put in a position where they can be a fall guy or blamed because something doesn't work. But it takes that courage and that risk-taking, which is characteristic of the private sector, to get something done in the midst of a crisis where contraction of this disease means in at least 70% of the cases that you're going to die. Now, one of the things that we do need to talk about, and I know a break is coming up here, but I'll tee it up. Mm-hmm. I think there's a distinct possibility that we're going to see a major catastrophic set of events happen here in the United States and a number of factors internationally that will contribute to it. First of all, because the president is taking no responsible action to quarantine Guinea, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and to have testing done on that side of the Atlantic, in those countries before people get on planes to verify that, in fact, they're disease-free before they board a plane to go to Europe or to the United States. Because the president's doing zilch in order to do that, and instead is just doing the superficial testing in airports here in the United States, where if you're coming in from one of those countries, but only coming in from one of those countries, not from if you went to Europe first, they're testing them to see if they have a fever or outward symptoms when you don't have to have outward symptoms to be a carrier of this disease. It's wholly inadequate. So invariably, we're going to see more instances like Nina Pham and more instances where sick people are going to go into hospital waiting rooms, spewing, vomiting, and so on, and getting other people sick. It's going to happen. It's going to be transmitted through food. It's going to be, you know, food handlers, etc. But when we come back, we'll talk more about that, whether we have a real crisis on our hands in this country right now.
Norm, can you stick around for another segment with us?
I sure can.
Beautiful. Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, here with Jonathan E. Mord and Robert Scott Bell, rocking the health world for the liberty that we need desperately. Stick around.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to nowrinklesallowed.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
All right, the viewpoints here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, not approved by any government agency anywhere, just the way we like it. Jonathan Emord, my good friend, he's here for the Sacred Fire of Liberty each and every week. We kick off our broadcast week with that. We also have, from the Campaign for Liberty, Norm Singleton, having a great discussion on this topic. And again, there's controversies about on so many levels. Government incompetence, never let a crisis go to waste. What will be the result? Jonathan, you're talking to a lot of folks in government that are genuinely concerned about this.
Well, I think this is an enormous crisis, and I think the Obama administration is to blame for not taking the steps necessary to prevent it, and I think it's already here, and I think it's going to get a lot worse. The Marine Corps General John F. Kelly talked about Ebola at the National Defense University about 2 weeks ago, and he gave a rather chilling scenario that's quite logical and does indeed seem to be very likely. He said if Ebola reaches Haiti or Central America or South America, that it'll be relatively easy for it to reach America in large numbers. He said if it breaks out there, it's literally Katie bar the door here, and there will be mass migration into the United States, not only from those who have the disease who want to get treatment because there's inadequate treatment in their countries, but also from people who are fleeing to avoid the disease who want to come to the United States as a haven to protect them from the spread of the disease in their own countries. So we're looking at a situation with a border that's broken, that we have no means of protecting ourselves presently because no investment has been made and in actual blocking that border and making sure that people come through legal immigration means, and no rectification of the problems with legal immigration. So we're going to have people coming into this country with this disease in large numbers if it breaks out in Central and South America. And also, you know, there's absolutely nothing being done to quarantine those countries so that it doesn't get into planes that are flying here to the United States from Liberia and from Guinea and from Sierra Leone. The president's dropped the ball. There's no solution on the federal government from the federal government on this, and there needs to be one yesterday. I mean, they need to hustle and close down those borders and have some significant checks to ensure that people from these countries are coming through Europe from these countries or coming in through south the border are tested and verified to be free of infection before they allow them in through the commercial channels. But they're not doing that.
Norm, how could a freedom be something that we could look to here to solve this problem as opposed to, and I don't hear that Jonathan's calling for more government. That's not what I mean, but efficient
right.
government that actually works in where it's appropriate. But where does freedom play a role here?
Well, the one thing is, just as after 9/11, instead of saying that what we need is more government control of airline safety, just as now, we don't need more inefficient bureaucratic government. We need to restore the airlines the ability and responsibility for protecting their consumers from unnecessary risk, which is negligently allowing someone with a contagious disease on an airplane. As a private business, private property owners and private businesses have a great incentive to not kill their customers or put them in danger. Whereas the incentives for government bureaucrats are follow the bureaucratic rules. Ludwig von Mises has a brilliant little monograph called Bureaucracy that explains all this. And also for those who say that, well, we have the best medical system in the world, and it's uncompassionate and inhumane to shut down our doors and not allow people with this contagious disease to seek the best care available, which is in the United States. Well, an airline is going to not want to turn down those customers, so they will work to find a way to safely get them to the United States without putting the lives of their employees or other passengers in danger. You could have a special Ebola charter flight where all the airline personnel are trained and properly equipped, properly dressed to meet their needs without causing any trouble. I mean, entrepreneurs, when they're free to do so, are historically much better at solving, coming up with creative solutions to people's needs than government bureaucrats. And we see the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, all falling down on the job with this. So why not give freedom a chance?
Give freedom a chance. Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, thank you, my friend, for being here with Jonathan Emor. Jonathan, as always, great and intelligent discussion. I appreciate you so very much.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Norm. That's the sacred fire of liberty here each week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Look forward to it. And we've got links to Jonathan and Norm Singleton. Thanks as well to Lisa Joyce Goes from the Thinking Moms Revolution. Remember, friends, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.